country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Greetings, folks. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight. It's October 23rd, 2018. I'm James Kelso, your host on the Trump phenomenon, and it's a generic term, the Trump phenomenon, so anybody's welcome to use it in that sense. And I was happy to hear Tucker Carlson use the phrase just moments ago. He was explaining what's powerful about the Trump phenomenon, and it's simply an apt term for what Donald Trump has accomplished. We'll talk about it in tonight's show. You can talk about it, too, if you want to call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And let me get my call-in board here set up. Let me see. Where did it go? It vanished. Let me see here. Where are my calls? Now, Skype keeps changing. Ah, there it is. It keeps changing its interface. And so you have to kind of have to work hard to stay up with all the changing they do. But it's the internet. We use it as it comes to us. And thank goodness for what we have in the internet. Our enemies, of course, are trying to take it away from us, to censor it, to squeeze it, to control it, to crowd us out. So we're hanging on. And the Trump phenomenon itself, where would the Trump phenomenon be without the internet? Would not be where it is today, that's for sure. Donald Trump is the man who broke the political correctness straitjacket. He ripped that straitjacket off, and he broke out of the left-wing asylum of controlled media, using our media, Patriot Media, like the Republic Broadcasting Network and others with which you're familiar. We're part of that. And may it be that someday the major networks will be Patriot networks and left-wing loonies will be on the edges and will be smaller than we are. That's a day to be earnestly wished for. And I've just mentioned listening to the Tucker Carlson show, and I'll tell you, this man is a genius. He is really, you know, if you go back and, you know, kind of track his career and look at earlier shows and so on, my goodness, he's done some deep thinking. I have to get a copy of his new book, A Ship of Fools. I'll order it during one of the breaks or right after the show today. I want to get a copy of this book. But he made a great argument tonight, and his show is big, 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 big. It's almost as big as Sean Hannity's show, and Sean Hannity's is the biggest show on cable news. And Sean's radio show is right up there, right behind Rush Limbaugh's. It's the most successful show. And interestingly, these two great men, Hannity had as his guest Rush Limbaugh just the other day. Very profound show. Carlson did a beautiful thing tonight. I'll lay it out. I'll lay out the steps of logic just from memory. He was talking about the caravan, this horde of Central Americans headed for us. And he made this point, and he wove this into a interview he did with the absolute idiot, but perfect paragon of left-wingism, Jorge Ramos. I don't know if you've seen him on TV. You probably have. What a he works for Univision. He's traded in his Mexican citizenship for an American citizenship. And this guy epitomizes everything that's wrong with the left. Hypocrisy being one of his great traits. The deception that is fundamental. Deception is fundamental to being a left-winger. It's not an incidental factor that some left-wingers are deceptive, just as some are tall and some are short. No. Deception is innate and inherent to being on the left. And Ramos really has it in spades. So Carlson used him as a foil to brilliantly make this case. The position of the left, of the politically correct, is this. If you are a third world impoverished person anywhere, and, you know, you can be a list of any number of complaints, you know, just an impoverished third worlder. But you can put in there whatever you want to call yourself, a refugee, violence, crime, poverty, no jobs, wah, wah, wah. Just, you know, a long list of what's wrong with your country. And, of course, what's wrong with your country, Mr. Third Worlder, is that you live there. That is what's wrong with your country. It's why it's the way it is. There's nothing about the trees or the water table or the subsoil of Honduras that makes it a place where people get raped, murdered, butchered, that makes El Salvador the home of MS-13. No, it's the people. And if you took all those people and you moved them somewhere else, you moved them to North Dakota, for example, guess what? We'd have MS-13 in North Dakota. And we'd have crime and poverty and wretchedness in North Dakota. In fact, it would probably be even worse than it is in Honduras and El Salvador, because at least there you have a beautiful climate, beautiful soil, beautiful water, beautiful minerals, beautiful agriculture, beautiful sunshine, beautiful ocean on both coasts, east and west. We don't have any of that. So they do even worse here in North Dakota. Now here we have a paradise here in North Dakota. We're doing the left wingers here are doing as much as they can, as fast as they can, to destroy it, to turn it into a third world hellhole. But let me go back to Tucker Carlson, because he's the brilliant one here. So his point is this: if you're a third worlder living in a hellhole, you have a moral right and entitlement to relocate to the United States. And if you, Joe Sucker, European white guy, if you disagree with that, you're a bad person. Not just a bad person, you're a really bad person. In fact, you're the worst kind of person that's ever existed. This is all according to the, you know, the dictionary of the left. the Bible of the communists. You're such a bad person that you are, and what's their worst word? What is the worst thing they can call you? Much worse than what I call the left, liars and hypocrites. Oh, but they've got a much stronger epithet to use against you. You're the R word. Yes, you are a racist. Bow your head in shame. Shuffle along. Humiliated. Disgusted with yourself. Hide. Hide your face from view. You are a racist. Because you disagree with the left. You don't think everybody and his mother and aunt and uncle and cousins and fake cousins and pretend siblings and pretend offspring and pretend grandparents has a right to come to your town and enjoy all the fruits of everything you and your ancestors fought, died, struggled, froze to create over the centuries and millennia. Now, that sounds insane. It sounds crazy, and it is. Now, Jorge Ramos, well, we'll get to him in a moment. Now, the immediate contextual point in which Carlson raised this matter, he brought up this syllogism of you being a racist, was Donald Trump's wonderful, brilliant comment at his rally yesterday, in which he made the point that I am a nationalist. I'm proud of being a nationalist. It's a word that's not used enough, Donald Trump said. I am a nationalist. Now it gets more interesting. Today, taking questions from the rabid press, the compatriots of Jorge Ramos, Jim Acosta, who was he with? CNN? I think that sort of rings a bell, that association. Jim Acosta, this disgusting lizard of a person, this snake in the grass, this left-wing Looney Tune, he asked Donald Trump this question. It's not a question, is it, folks? But he phrases this jab as a question. He says, when you used the term nationalist in your speech in Houston yesterday, I am a nationalist. Isn't that a dog whistle? Weren't you saying I'm a white nationalist? Let that sink in, folks. I've been making this point. I hope, you know, people have heard it, and it's kind of gotten out there, because I'm pretty much maybe possibly the best qualified guy in the country to talk about this subject. The tactic of the left of equating being a patriot like Donald Trump with being a white nationalist, as in white national socialist, as in Nazi. This is the basic number one, if you go to the Southern Poverty Law Center playbook, if you could view this thing, and you opened the cover, and you got past the title page, and then looked on page one, play number one, they call this in the huddle, you know, okay, on five, play number one. Okay, what's play number one? It's equate being a white patriot with being a Nazi. That's it. If you can equate, if you can create association, that's the way modern advertising has found. That's a way to make an equation, to associate something with something else, to associate smoking cigarettes with being beautiful, getting handsome men, riding horses, being a cowboy, sitting tall in the saddle, having big six shooters on your hip. If you smoke, you get all of these things. Madison Avenue found out you could sell anything by association. And what the left has discovered is that you can kill anything by association. So if you want to kill white patriotism, the kind that Donald Trump exemplifies, of which he is the leader now, in an effort to kill it, associate it with, hey, the man himself, Adolf Hitler, the most hated man in history, his movement, the Nazi movement, the most hated movement in history, and the most tragic and destructive event in the history of the white race. Associate being a white patriot with all of that hated stuff, and you have effectively killed white patriotism. And that's worked for ever since World War II. Ever since, let's just start it. Let's go ahead and start that up on September 1st, 1939. That's a good onset date for when the white race started hating Hitler, Nazis, the Third Reich. And so the left has discovered this tactic. It's worked all these years. Donald Trump is the first man to bust out of that straitjacket. And so Jim Acosta was trying to get him to put his arms back into that straitjacket, in which case Jim Acosta was going to quickly fasten it on the back, get him back into that straitjacket by allowing the equation of nationalism with white nationalism, which, and I'm quite an authority on this, has in fact been, ever since World War II, it's been white national socialism. And it's a loser. It has destroyed the growth of white patriotism. Donald Trump is, thank God for his arrival. He's busted out of that. We've got a couple callers here, Rhonda in Missouri, Chris in Las Vegas. But I wanted to give you that, just the personalities and things that happened today. Donald Trump, in his great speech in Houston yesterday, which was incredible, we covered it on the show, unbelievable, 20,000 people packed into the Toyota Center in downtown Houston, right there in the shadow of all those skyscrapers, many thousands of people outside who couldn't get in, people who had waited for 48 hours to get into the event, camped out, sitting in their chairs. Let's go to a couple callers quickly before I lose track. Rhonda in Missouri, Chris in Las Vegas. Rhonda, you're first.
Hi, James.
What's on your
mind?
Hi.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to say when you brought Jorge Ramos up to the front, I had just had to call in and tell you, I actually heard him do a video. He was on doing a thing where, you know, our country has problems when somebody that prefers to speak Spanish as he does, he can wake up in the morning and he can feel like he's living in his own country. He doesn't have to speak English unless he wants to. That's one problem. What?
Well, now, Tucker Carlson skewered Jorge Ramos. He said Ramos was standing in the middle of that crowd of invaders from Honduras and other American countries. And he was just lying. Ramos was, left-wingers do a couple of things. They lie with incredible facility. And then they also, they have skills in hypocrisy that are unmatched. So if Tucker Carlson asked him a question, within the first clause of his reply, Ramos had managed to change the subject, dodge the question, avoid the question, not answer the question, go on the attack against us, against Carlson. And Carlson skewered him over and over again. You couldn't force him. You could not force Ramos to answer a question. One of those questions was this. Ramos is obloviating about how, these people, they're not, he said, they're not immigrants. That's interesting. They're not immigrants. They're refugees. Oh, that's different. Hypocrisy, okay? Define things out of existence. Read 1984 to see how that works. And then he says, they just want to better themselves. They're great people. I don't see any Middle Easterners here at all. He wasn't asked about Middle Easterners, but he changes the subject to go on the attack there. And then, so Carlson says, Mr. Ramos, how many of these people are you going to take into your home in Miami? You, as one of the blue-eyed Mexican elites who include more billionaires than...
Can I hold over? I want to say one more thing. Can I hold over?
Yeah, please, please. We'll be right back, folks.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circulating skies.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played.
We're back, folks. We're back. I was a little bit late here in getting back to you, Rhonda. I was looking for an audio clip of Donald Trump in Houston at this amazing event yesterday, saying, I am a nationalist. And I want to make the point here, folks, that I'm actually I think Tucker Carlson is much more important than I am because he's reaching so many, many more people, and he is such a brilliant person. But the here's the phrase I want to – but I actually bring something to the table myself. I know more I'm not proud of it, folks. I know more about white nationalism than Tucker does. And so love to get a phone call from him someday, and I could add a few interesting thoughts. But – I can tell you that the left's, one of their central strategies ever since World War II has been to kill a pro-white movement, to kill nationalism from Europeans, to kill it by equating it with national socialism. So there's a little bit of a, you know, there's a step here. There's a little bit of, you have to realize part of the formulation, which I have made, I've never heard anybody else say it, white nationalism has, ever since World War II, actually been effectively at the control level of who runs the organizations, the websites, the papers, and so on, has been white national socialism. And that has made it utterly unfeasible, has made it dead in the water since day one. The left realizes this, and so they want to take something that's a winner that can get 63 million votes, like Donald Trump, advocating for our people, making to make America great again, to make America first, the same program that Viktor Orban has in Hungary, make Hungary first. Orban's a Hungarian nationalist. Donald Trump's an American nationalist. Here he is saying it. Let's see if I can get him to let's get to Donald Trump saying it. Here it is.
Word. It sort of became old fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist.
There it is. That's the quote, Rhonda. And the left right now is having a nervous breakdown over Donald Trump's use of that word. And you will see it happen over and over in the weeks coming. They're going to trot out some white nationalist who actually is a Nazi. And it's easy to demonstrate by just showing, you know, the person Zig Heiling in front of a swastika or something. And they'll say...
Sorry.
But what they're going to try to do is hurt Trump, hurt the man who's actually leading our people, hurt him by equating him with the man most hated by the white race, which is Adolf Hitler. And they do this over and over. Yeah, now Donald
really
Trump fended it up. Yeah, in the White House, in the office, White House today, seated at his desk, Donald Trump was able to fend that off. He batted Jim Acosta away. He had to do it I won't get into too much detail, but he did a very good job of changing the subject by using some white nations like Germany. He started with Germany, then he went to the EU itself and said that when Germany expects us to defend them on our dime with our billions of dollars, I'm against that because I'm for America, the nation, not Germany. And I expect other nations to be for themselves. But I am going to go for America first. And then he used the example of the EU on trade. He said on trade, they're screwing us on trade deals. And so I'm a nationalist. That's why I'm against the stupid Obama deals with Europe. And he used white nations. But let me show you. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'll leave you with these two thoughts. One is that words have power. Okay, words have power. So I saw a study where they spoke like to living beings or whatever, like a plant. You speak positive, the plant's going to grow. You ignore it, it's going to die. And the one that you speak
words
negative
have power.
Is going to have...
Yeah, but go ahead.
They do have power. But my point here is that when it was a really good segue because I saw a video about Demons 101, what your pastor won't tell you. And what you said about Hitler, you're gonna if you write this down and watch it, it's amazing what Hitler is trying to do. But it was demonic for sure. But it's a Sheila Zelinsky video, Demons 101, what your pastor won't tell you. It's amazing. You would be shocked and you could totally, you know, bypass anybody who's like pro Hitler. If you watch that video, you could totally see that. But I just want to share that with you because when I watched it, I thought about you and how you talked about Hitler being a bad guy and what you'll die when you see that. You will see what his plans were.
Okay,
it was amazing.
Roger,
it was demonic.
Okay. I'm unfamiliar with that, but I'll talk about that after this break. The evil that is the core of the left. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
I'm going to play it for you now. Tucker Carlson says it better than I can summarize it. This is as brilliant a formulation as you will hear of what the left does, attempting to prevent Europeans from defending themselves, behaving rationally, protecting their own children, making America great again, or putting America first. This is what the left does. Tucker summarizes it here. Let me give it to you. I've got the time here. I just lucked out and got it exact here on his show today. He just said this, you know, matter of an hour ago. Won't hear it any better than this.
School district. The rule here is simple. Listen carefully. If people from a place poorer than America want to move to America, they get to do that. Period. If you disagree or complain or do anything other than recite the poem at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, you are Well, you already know what you are because you've heard it 1,000 times, but we're going to tell you again anyway. Maybe this time it will penetrate. You are a racist.
They see those pictures.
There it is, folks. There it is. And you'll see that played over and over. That's play number one for the left. That's a variant on the, on, you know, call that in the huddle. I gave you what I regard as play number one. Equate pro-European activity with the most hated man, Hitler. You know, it's how it's Madison Avenue on steroids. It, you know, back when I was a kid, you know, all the ads promoting smoking, you had beautiful women, handsome men, fine-looking horses, and excellent, finely-tooled leather saddles, you know, or really nice, you know, a Lamborghini or a Porsche or a Ferrari, you know, James Bond, something very attractive. And it works both ways. That cuts both ways, associate something with very unattractive. And there you go. That's play number one. Tucker Carlson is describing a variant on that play, which is, I'll just play it for you one more time. It's so brilliantly stated. Here he is.
Concerns about the effect of impoverished foreigners moving into your neighborhood or your school district. The rule here is simple. Listen carefully. If people from a place poorer than America want to move to America, they get to do that. Period. If you disagree or complain or do anything other than recite the poem at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, you are, well, you already know what you are because you've heard it 1,000 times, but we're going to tell you again anyway. Maybe this time it will penetrate. You are a racist.
They see those pictures and are being...
Okay. Chris in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Give us your thought.
Well, good afternoon, James. I'm not going to share my opinions with you. I'm going to share with you facts from the government itself. I'm going to cite Title 8, United States Code, Section 101, Parenthetical A, Parenthetical 22, of the Immigration and Naturalization Act. I think that's 1940, as I recall. Under Section 21, the term national means a person. Person is a technical word, owing permanent allegiance to a state. And parenthetical 22, the term national of the United States, and that word comes from a non-citizen U.S. national in the DSM-11, the Immigration and Passport form, in the warning block down below that says you're either A, U.S. citizen, which is a diminished class, or B, a non-citizen U.S. national, which is termed in this 22, a national of the United States, means a citizen of the United States, which is a subject, serf, slave, denizen of the city capacity, and B, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States.
Yes, and now, very good. Chris, that's very helpful. And that comes, that is valuable language because that language was formulated back in 1940, if you mention it there, when people still had their brains screwed on straight and when language and meaning was more clear than it is today. Certainly there were deceivers at work back in 1940 as well, but it wasn't as blatant as it is today. But the reason that language is good is it comes from the reality. I like what you say, facts, science, the reality. The reality of the word nation, the word nationalist, the word nationalism, okay? What is the root of the word? What did our ancestors mean? What concept were they trying to clarify when they came up with a word? My little boy, my 7-year-old, he asked me the other day, he said, Daddy, who makes up words?
Good question.
It's a darn good question. Yeah, he wanted to know where to... I'm telling him the names of things. He goes, who decided that? Well, our ancestors took the word in Latin, natio, which means birth, as in neonatal, you know, any of the words with N-A-T, naturalized citizen. Natio means birth. And so and that has two references there. A, genetic. You don't get born without genes. Birth is a biological fact. determined by genetics. And then the other thing about your birth, so you were born from a mother. I can assert this with complete certainty with about everybody listening to my voice. You, my friend, have a mother. And you have, I'll go even further out on the limb, you've got a dad. I know it. Okay, there's no other way that you arrived. I'll say something else about you. You were born in a specific place. I just know it. Okay, well, that's your birth, folks. The act of your being born happened in a certain place, and it was the result of the work of your mom and your dad. And that's what nationalism is that we as Americans, this is our place. This is my country, land that I love. This is where I was born. This is what my ancestors fought, died to defend, to win, to hew from the virgin forest. And that's what nationalism is. And Tucker Carlson made the good point on his show. He said, every good leader of every nation ever, white or any other color, has always been a nationalist. And isn't worth his salt if he's not. Who wants a leader of Japan who's worried about helping out Borneo? Who wants a leader of North Dakota who's worried about helping out, Malaysians? What Malaysian wants a president who's not taking care of the Malay people? So it's what nationalism is. Could be equated with intelligence, with rationality, with logic, with self-preservation, which is what, we talked about Mother Nature here, mom, dad, genetics. What's the first law of nature? Self-preservation. Not only, this applies not just to every person you've ever met. They want to breathe. They want to stay alive. That's why they're not committing suicide, because they like living. It's a law of nature. But this law applies to every animal that ever lived. We'll go even farther. It applies to every plant that ever lived. It's the law of life, self-preservation. And you out there, you people who are so used to being called racist, as Tucker Carlson sketched out, you're being called racist for listening to your own Mother Nature. The desire of every cell in your body, every single one of the trillions of cells in your body wants to live. You want to live. And one way of living, you want to live in several ways. You want to live as who you are right now. You want to live through children, which Mother Nature, why are we here? Why is every animal here? What is the point of getting married, of having a house and a car, going to college? What's the whole point? It's to have kids, to replenish the earth, my friends. Because if you don't replenish the earth, guess what? It's all over. It's like the Shakers. There was an American cult, the Shakers, who didn't believe in having children. Guess what? The Shakers are gone. Surprise! So you've got to have children, Nahio, and the children that you want to have, you're trying to reproduce yourself, your body, your DNA. Another way that evolutionary biologists express it, your DNA actually wants to reproduce. It's been proven scientifically. Your DNA has many, many ways of demonstrating this, wants to live on. And the best way to do that is through children, and this show's too short to get into this and so on. But there are many, many ways to show that we're wired, we're hardwired by nature to sacrifice ourselves so that our genes, which is what we represent, our biological reality, can go on, can reproduce itself. And so that's what Donald Trump represents, a breakout of rationality. An escape from the straitjacket of political correctness. And that's, I guess, the theme of today's show. And I'm sorry I filibustered your time. Chris, go ahead. Chris, give us another thought.
Well, I have given quite a bit of consideration to this continual bannering and warmongering about this migration or invasion force coming from South America. And it occurs to me that rather being a caravan, it's more likely a terror van meant to terrorize America and everybody by invading and committing war against us through migration, immigration, if you call it that, which is really an invasion because it's truly economic, environmental, human resource, election fraud, and other forms of war being carried out against America. It's being...
Yes, and let me add something. Very good, Christian. Let me add one more layer to what you just said. I'm pausing to thank you to every person involved with organizing that march from Honduras. Thank you to every one of you geniuses who came up with that. Thank you to all the leaders and so on who were making it happen. Please don't stop. Please keep it going. Why? Why does Kelso say this? Because what you've done is you have created a dramatization of something that was going on quietly, if fatally for us, for Europeans, our quiet undoing as millions, not thousands, millions of such people through thousands of different avenues have been penetrating, infiltrating into our society quietly, deceptively, so that we would stay asleep. By dramatizing it with these, you know, what is it now, 7,000, 10,000, it'll grow probably 20,000 people. You've dramatized, just as Donald Trump dramatized our patriotism by putting 20,000 of us in the Houston Toyota Center. That made a dramatic point. We love Donald Trump. And this immigrant horde alerts people so that they will be awakened from their stupor, their torpor, and do something to protect themselves. So I want them, I thank you for these few thousand people put together. It's great. And it brings to mind two things. First of all, the endless army, the long line of people that awakened the Europeans as they were coming from the Middle East, this huge Muslim horde of young men claiming they're persecuted refugees, these guys with nice muscles and, you know, they're fine, they're invaders. That group trying to get through Hungary, they woke the Hungarian people up and they made it possible for Viktor Orban to be the nationalist that he is. And it brings to mind a book called Camp of the Saints by a Frenchman, Jean Raspail, R-A-S-P-A-I-L, published back, I believe, in the 1970s, an incredibly prophetic book in which he talks about events just like that Muslim horde, just like the Middle Mesoamerican horde invading European lands. And he called it Camp of the Saints, Camp des Saints in French. It's all now very prophetic. Jean Raspail is an old man. He's alive, like me. He's alive today, seeing the fulfillment of what he prophesied, almost half a century ago.
One final
question. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me quote Lewis Carroll and Alice the Looking Glass. When I use a word, Humpty Dumpty said in a rather scornful tone, it means just what I choose it to mean, nothing more, nothing less. The question is, said Alice, whether you can make words mean so many different things. The question is, said Humpty Dumpty, which is to be master, that's all. So we must follow the counsel of Voltaire, and before we speak, let us define our terms, our words, and make sure there's not flipped and reversed and launched back against us as word art weapons of war to destroy us with our own words left undefined. With that, I bid you adieu, and thank you so much, James.
Hey, Chris, thank you. That was a great quote. Thank you. And, boy, it's been too many years since I read Lewis Carroll. I've got to go back. And any listener who can give me the page and the citation there for Lewis Carroll, that's a great quote. It's already filtering out of my memory here as I try to hear George's words. Yes, exactly. And George Orwell, my cousin, I forget which number, Eric Arthur Blair, I'm a Blair, he made that formulation that if you control the thoughts, if you control the information, rather, the flow of information, which includes words, which means controlling the structure in which information can exist, if that's what the Dictionary of Newspeak is all about in 1984. If they can redefine the words, and there's the force that George just referred to from Lewis Carroll. So Carroll was onto this. I wonder if Orwell was inspired somewhat by Carroll. But the you then can control the minds of people if you control the flow of information. And that's exactly what the left is all about. It involves force, controlling and censoring, taking over the structure. What is the structure today? What is Newspeak today? Google, Facebook, Twitter, the network news. And let me leave you with this thought. Oh, brilliant. Oh, I just, my hair stood up on my neck when Tucker Carlson said this. He said, if Tucker's listening, I salute you, brother. This was brilliant. We're going to have a break here, and then I'm going to come back. Maybe I can find the quote from Carlson. I'll play it after the break. Come right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We're back, folks, and I'm going to rush into another segment here of another clip of sound. This is from Tucker Carlson. I found it, the one I wanted to find for you. This is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to play it, and in this, you're going to hear some incredibly brilliant phrases like hipster costume, diversity of the checkout line at Whole Foods, and cable news geniuses. Tucker Carlson, just let him say it himself. The video you're seeing here, as it starts, is a bunch of black-hooded left-wing communist people breaking plate glass windows in banks in Berkeley, hitting people, bloodying them up. The violence and the viciousness of the left that we've all seen now for month after month during the Trump administration. And then comes Tucker's brilliant, brilliant analysis.
So look closely at those videos. What didn't you see in them? Migrant fruit pickers from Honduras. There weren't any. There wasn't a single impoverished Central American immigrant. The only work boots you saw in those videos were from Brooklyn. They're part of the hipster costume. They're not real. Those were thoroughly American kids, kids with clean fingernails, children of privilege. Those are people with four-year college degrees. Some of those people teach in colleges. What you just saw was the activist left. That's a group about as diverse as the checkout line at Whole Foods. These are not immigrants. They're far too pampered and decadent to be immigrants. These are homegrown religious extremists.
Homegrown religious extremists. What Carlson's onto is that the left is not just an ideology. It is a religion. Not subject to logic.
Who believe in nothing but their own power. Suddenly, people exactly like this hold congressional seats, and they host their own TV shows, and they teach at your kid's school. These are the people worth worrying about. So cool it with the lectures about fear. Listen carefully, cable news geniuses. It's not impoverished peasants from Central America we're afraid of. It's you.
Bingo. Never been said by anyone any better than what I just played. Thank you, Tucker Carlson. And I'll tell you what, he's dishing it out. That is, I mean, there's so much incredible thinking in these little segments that he composes. I don't know. It's just a treat to have somebody like that. And most importantly, with millions of people hearing it, millions of people heard what you just heard. And, thank you. I'm trying to think who's doing the best in terms of mass media, who's reaching the most people with the most truth and the most punch. I don't know who's doing the best job. I mean, I'm doing my own good little job with a much smaller audience. But I don't know who takes the trophy here for really – maybe there are different categories. We should have different nominations for the Academy Award for brilliance. Tucker certainly gets one. Jeanine Pirro gets one. Sean Hannity gets one. Joe DeGeneva, he gets an Academy Award for truth. So, and courage also. So it's just, you know, what a time to be alive, folks. Think about it, pinch yourself. Did you ever dream that you would hear something like what you're hearing now? And of course, Donald Trump, my gosh, he gets a whole rack of trophies. Thanks, folks, for making all this possible. See you again tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.